For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. The names of five family members have been added to a memorial to enslaved workers at the University of Virginia. A bill moving through the General Assembly might help school divisions struggling with access to broadband connections necessary for distance learning. Lawmakers are also rethinking the definition of a hate crime and who can be prosecuted. And Virginia's new bipartisan redistricting commission held their first meeting. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, January 22nd. The names of five family members have been added to a memorial to enslaved workers at the University of Virginia. The Daily Progress reports that the names Davy Hearn, Fanny Gillette Hearn, Bonnie Castle Hearn, Lily Hearn, and Ben Snowden were officially added at a private dedication on Tuesday. The name of a sixth family member, Thurmston Hearn, is already part of the memorial. All six were related to an enslaved family at Monticello and to Charlottesville native Myra Anderson. The enslaved workers dug foundations, fetched water and wood, and cleaned and performed daily chores for students and professors. According to the memorial, workers also included skilled laborers in cooking, brickmaking, and blacksmithing. The University of Virginia's Memorial to Enslaved Laborers acknowledges and honors an estimated 4,000 people who built and worked at the university. UVA was designed by Thomas Jefferson, the nation's third president. School divisions across the Commonwealth are struggling to make sure they have the kind of broadband connections necessary for distance learning. A bill moving through the General Assembly might help, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Schools in Virginia are understandably wary of sending home a flyer from Comcast or any other private provider alerting parents to affordable broadband programs. Promoting private industry on the public dime always raises red flags, so Senator Jennifer Boysko of Herndon has a bill to make it clear that schools have that authority.
In Roanoke, over 100,000 students are receiving deep discounts on their broadband bills, but there are some schools in other areas where the schools don't feel confident that they have the ability to work with the providers.
Her bill opens the door for school officials to use stimulus money for sponsored service agreements helping low-income families get access, and for private providers to hand out brochures at school events. Jenna Alexander at the Virginia PTA says the pandemic has put existing problems with broadband access into the spotlight.
As recently as last year, we had entire school buildings with mediocre access. And as we shifted to distance learning, we found thousands of students and teachers instantly left behind, sitting in parking lots, on the sides of roads, in gyms, and in cafeterias.
Advocates say allowing school boards to partner with private internet service providers won't solve all the problems with broadband access, but they say it's one more tool in the toolbox. Michael Pope.
Starting Thursday, January 21st, the Elkton Area Community Center and Town Hall will be closed for 30 days. The Elkton Town Council voted on Tuesday to close the hall as COVID-19 cases continue to rise in Rockingham County. During Tuesday's meeting, council members heard from former Mayor Wayne Prince, who voiced concerns over the community center being open. The Daily News Record reports that Councilman Randall Snow opposed the decision. Also on Thursday, Virginia's new bipartisan redistricting commission met for the first time. The 16-member body consists of four Democratic lawmakers, four Republican lawmakers, and eight citizens. Over 1,000 residents of Virginia applied to serve. A panel of retired judges then whittled down a short list of 64 finalists provided by the political party leaders to the current eight members. The commission was scheduled to select a chairperson and to be given an update on census data. That data, delayed by the coronavirus pandemic, is required for the group to complete their central task of redrawing legislative and congressional voting districts. Lawmakers in the General Assembly are considering a bill that would move all local elections from May to November. Again, Michael Pope of Virginia Public Radio reports.
Some local governments in Virginia have elections in May for city council, town council, or school board. That's a very old tradition in Virginia, but now that tradition may be coming to a close. Senator Lionel Spruill is a Democrat from Chesapeake who says May elections create local governments that are not responsive to their constituents.
But how can council make decisions without the people who put them there? That was out when I'm getting across the state, that the councils are not listening to the citizens. They voted for what they want to and not listen to what the citizens say. So I said, okay, let's do it this way then. Let's do it for the citizens.
He has a bill that would move all May elections to November. Senator Bill Stanley is a Republican from Franklin County who says local communities should decide if they want to move their elections to November or keep them in May.
One of the things we have in local government is that too often we here in the General Assembly under the Dillon Rule are making decisions for them. Let's at least preserve what they have in their charter so that they can make these decisions. If they want to do it, they can have a referendum or they can come to us and ask for a charter change.
The vote on the bill was tied in the Senate with 19 votes for and 19 votes against. Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax broke the tie and voted in favor of the bill, sending it to the House of Delegates. Michael Pope.
The Fluvanna Correctional Center for Women is experiencing a new COVID-19 outbreak. The Virginia Department of Corrections reports 49 inmates and 12 staff have tested positive for the coronavirus. The State Department of Health sent 900 doses of the Moderna vaccine to the Fluvanna Correctional Center earlier in January. Medical personnel in the prison were vaccinated as part of Phase 1A. Phase 1B will include all inmates and other prison staff. A subcommittee in Virginia's House of Delegates on Thursday struck down proposals that would have set limits on campaign contributions. Virginia is just one of five states with no restrictions on corporate donations, as Ben Pavier with partner station VPM reports.
One proposal would have banned contributions from all corporations. Another would have prohibited them from Dominion Energy and other so-called public service corporations. But Democratic delegate Mark Sickles and other top House Democrats are instead backing a study on the issue this year.
There is a lot of appetite for reform, but also a strong notion that it has to be comprehensive.
The subcommittee did agree to advance a proposed ban on using campaign money for personal expenses. Virginia politicians have used those funds for everything from steak dinners to nail salons. That bill still needs to clear another committee before it heads to the full House. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Two Democratic delegates joined two Republicans to defeat the proposed ban. A similar Senate bill died in a 10-5 committee vote on Tuesday. The 10 senators who voted against the bill took in donations of $135,000 from Dominion last year. Demonstrations over racial justice and Confederate monuments in the summer of 2020 are causing lawmakers in the Commonwealth to rethink the definition of a hate crime and who can be prosecuted. Again, Michael Pope from Virginia Public Radio reports.
When a white man drove to a Black Lives Matter rally and confronted a protester, Henrico County Commonwealth's attorney Shannon Taylor wanted to prosecute him for a hate crime. But the victim was white. So Taylor suggested her state senator change the law on hate crimes.
Not about what the victim does, but focusing on the intent of the offender.
Senator Joe Morrissey is a Democrat from Richmond who voted against the bill.
I am offended that folks brought this and then wrap it up in BLM.
That prompted this response from Senator Ghazala Hashmi of Richmond, who introduced the bill.
You're speaking from a position of privilege if you see it in that context.
Republican leader Tommy Norman took umbrage with the idea that he might be viewing the bill through a position of privilege.
If I am privileged, it's only because I have something of a legal training and a lot of experience in litigating cases.
Three Democrats joined all the Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee to kill the bill. Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks so much for listening and have a great weekend.